Renovating a commercial condo in Toronto sounds straightforward, right? You tear down a wall, put up another, paint, done. But the blog post we're looking at today makes it clear. It's rarely cheap and often unpredictable if you don't know where the money actually goes.
Exactly. That gap between the initial estimate and the final invoice is where a lot of owners get into trouble. What really struck me is how many factors drive up the cost beyond just the materials and labor you see on the surface.
Yeah, the post breaks it down into three main drivers right off the bat: scope clarity, the age of the building, and the condo corporation's rules. I mean, a 1990s building potentially having asbestos, that's an immediate $20,000 to $60,000 hit before you even start actual construction. That's a huge surprise for many.
And the condo corporation rules can add 15 to 25% to your general contractor's labor bill, just for things like dust containment, elevator padding, and having to work after hours. It's not just about what you want to do, but how the building lets you do it.
Then there are finishes. The difference between standard commercial, think VCT and T-bar ceilings, versus premium options like polished concrete or glass partitions can be $60 to $120 per square foot. That's a massive swing.
And the truly hidden conditions: outdated electrical, undersized HVAC, non-compliant washrooms. These are things you just can't see until demolition. And they really underscore why experienced contractors budget a contingency, but first-timers often don't.
Right, and before you even touch a hammer, there are pre-construction costs you simply cannot skip. Architectural drawings, building permits for Toronto can be thousands, and a hazardous materials assessment for any pre-1990 building is a must.
Those permit processing times too, 4 to 8 weeks. That's time you need to factor in before any physical work starts. It's not just about the money, but also the timeline.
The blog gives a really useful per square foot breakdown, which I found helpful. For a cosmetic refresh, you're looking at $25 to $65 per square foot. A full gut renovation with premium finishes, that jumps to $150 to $280, even higher for medical or dental buildouts. For a 2,500 square foot mid-level reno, we're talking $200,000 to $350,000, not including furniture, and then you still need that 10 to 15% contingency on top.
That's a significant investment. And then MEP work, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing. This consistently surprises owners because it's invisible but essential. Electrical upgrades are a huge one. Many older Toronto condos have 100-amp panels, but modern offices need 200 amps minimum. Upgrading that can be $8,000 to $22,000.
And HVAC rezoning for an open-plan office could be another $12,000 to $35,000. It really highlights how complex these systems are and how they interact with the base building.
Now, on the finish side, where you have more control, but also where scope creep happens most often, flooring, ceilings, glass partitions, the price difference between LVP at $6 to $12 a square foot and hardwood at $18 to $35 is massive.
Yeah, and glass partitions are another huge one. Single glazed framed versus floor to ceiling frameless, you're going from $180 to $280 per lineal foot, all the way up to $450 to $700. That adds up incredibly fast, especially in a modern office.
But beyond the expected costs, the post lists hidden costs that surprise owners. And these really stood out to me. Things like condo corporation approval delays, which can add 3 to 6 weeks to your pre-construction timeline just waiting for paperwork.
Or fire alarm system upgrades if you change the floor layout. That's another $3,000 to $12,000. And accessibility compliance under AODA if you're changing customer-facing spaces. That could mean accessible washroom upgrades for $5,000 to $20,000.
It's a lot to consider. So for practical budgeting tips, what did you take away as most important?
For owners who come in on budget, the blog says they have three things in common. They set their finish level before getting quotes. They hire a general contractor who has worked in their specific building before, and they keep 15% in reserve. That contingency is non-negotiable.
That makes so much sense. A GC who knows your building will know exactly what MEP surprises to expect. And getting itemized quotes, not lump sums, so you can compare line by line. It gives you so much more control.
Absolutely. Ultimately, it's about being informed and prepared for what you can't always see. Renovation might not be cheap, but with this kind of insight, it doesn't have to be unpredictable either.